one cause us. Born game we use for you, yeah. We got the good, bad and other stuff to tell you. So listen up to our board game review. Hoo-hoo's, you really like it or I'll make you eat your shoe. Hoo-hoo's,
Voodoo by Mayday Games for 3 to 6 players, ages 8 and up. Playing time 30 minutes. Ancient sorcery, dark omens, and endless curses. You will become one of the adepts of the dark magics of the Egyptians, or a follower of the ancient art of the badly dead druids, or an arcane sorcerer of voodoo rituals. Prepare yourselves for the biggest dispute of black magic ever. The voodoo tournament has just begun. In voodoo, the players act as the most wicked and malicious sorcerers of all time, and they want to use their curses and black magic to make the lives of their enemies impossible to prevail over them. Each turn, you roll 5 dice, collect your ingredients, and choose whether to take a new card, take new items, or cast a spell. Each spell has a powerful and tricky curse attached to it that forces your target to play in a specific way. For example, talking with his tongue out for the rest of the game, or using only a single hand, or running around the table each turn. Each curse grants you points when you cast it, and many more points if your target forgets to obey it or becomes too exhausted to continue. Collect as many malediction points as you can to reach the final tile of the scoreboard before anyone else.
Okay, we're still here at Scarab Gaming Convention, and it's 2018. And right now I have sitting at the table Susan. How are you doing, Susan?
I'm doing good, thank you.
So have you been having fun at Scarab this year?
Yeah, it's been pretty fun, okay. Aside from getting sleep.
So you just got through playing a board game. What board game was that?
Voodoo.
And did you have fun playing that?
Yes, it was a lot of fun.
Well, why don't you tell me something good about Voodoo?
Well, I thought it was really fun that everyone got cursed. It was just a lot of fun. Your best friends or your least favorite people, you could just kind of take them like, I want you to do this. And you're not going to be able to stop doing this. And if you stop, I'm going to catch you. It was really enjoyable.
Cool. Is there anything bad that you want to say about, that you can say about the game Voodoo?
It's bad when you're trying to remember all the permanent curses and all the curses that you're supposed to do because people start getting more points and you start losing points. It's really mind-boggling.
Oh, okay. Lot to keep track of.
Yes, very much.
Okay. That's probably also part of its charm, too. Mm-hmm. What about something other that you could say about Voodoo?
They have some very abnormal curses. Some things that can make you look very weird. Standing up in your seat and waving your arms wildly to some imaginary friend at the other end of the room, that kind of thing.
Okay, that sounds pretty fun. Thank you, Susan, for sitting down here and talking with us about your experience playing Voodoo at Scarab 2018. I've got with me Cool Hat Guy and Sarah, and they're here to talk about a game they played. What game are we talking about now?
Today we're talking about Voodoo.
So tell me something good about Voodoo.
It's a really fun, hands-on game where there's cards that make you do stuff like maybe cover up your eye, not allowed to touch the floor, or each time you do something you have to squeak like a mouse or something like that.
Okay.
It's hilarious. I had tears rolling down my eyes each of the third times I've played this. Today, one of my best friends had to play with her elbows together, head on the table, in an aristocratic voice, chide everyone when they didn't do something right, or they did something. I don't remember. It was hilarious. It's fun. It's just fun.
And we had to scream in pain whenever we touched one thing.
And if you weren't the one playing, you had to sing or hum the entire time.
Oh my gosh.
So
we got through lots of songs.
We did.
Interesting.
We even started 99 bottles of beer on the wall.
So tell me something bad then about Voodoo, the game.
It says it lasts 30 minutes, but that might be a bit of an understatement because
if you're only playing with two or three people, when I played the first time with two, there were three of us total, it was about 30 minutes.
Okay.
It can be a bit painful because one time I played, I had to keep a hand on the table and I couldn't bend my arms. And so it was just keeping my arm in that one position was...
Oh my gosh.
It's not really painful. I'm exaggerating, but it can get uncomfortable. But it's fun. It's all in the name of fun, so it's not...
So it's a fun, uncomfortable...
It's not a bad thing. It's fine.
So what can we say that's other about this game?
You have to have a good attitude to play, but if you do, you're going to have a great time. And it works for all ages.
Thank you guys for...
Thank you.
Thank you for stopping by talking about Voodoo, the game.
Thanks.
So once again, I'm still here at Scarab Gaming Convention. And I have a couple other guests here who played a game. So I'd like to introduce Bob and Andrew. How are you guys doing?
We are fantastic.
I'm doing great.
So you guys been having fun so far?
Yes, this is a lot of fun.
A lot.
Awesome. So I understand that you just recently played a game, a board game. What game did you play?
It was called Voodoo, and okay. It's a dice game. So there's not really a board. You just have a dice and some cards, and then you start with that.
Good starter.
Well, tell me something good about Voodoo, the game. The game, of course, not.
Yes, important distinction. I really like just the, I don't know how to say it other than the craziness of the, you got different cards and you would curse your opponents so they had to do things. For example, I had to keep my elbows together at one point for the duration of the game.
So you actually physically had to do that?
Yeah, I physically had to roll the dice with my elbows together. And
oh, this sounds like a pretty awesome game so far.
It's just fun in that respect that, I don't know, there's just a lot of silliness to it. I just like that element of it.
Yep, I like the loudness of it. Even just with playing with two players and learning the game, we picked it up in probably 5 minutes, so it was easy to pick up. And we started playing some rounds and realized this would be a lot more fun if you had 4, 5, 6 players because the way the game works is you have to curse your opponents. Well, if you only have one opponent, all your curses are directed
to that one person.
And it's easy to manage, but if you have multiple people, then you have to keep up with who you've cursed with what curse to catch them not doing whatever they're supposed to do.
And
so you
be
get
a lot
extra
crazier.
Points. Yes, it's going to add a lot more layers. So we're going to play it again with a bigger group of people.
That sounds great. So, is there anything bad you want to say about Voodoo?
A couple of the curses that I got, you couldn't help but break it because one was you have to keep your hand on the table and another was you had to do...
You had to... your hands can't touch.
Oh, yeah, your hands can't touch, and then I got a curse where you had to clap.
Oh,
so
my gosh.
It didn't matter. I was going to break one of them and give my opponent more points.
Gotcha.
So I don't know if that was something bad about the game. It's just the way it worked out. It was impossible to honor the curses of the game that you had because of the way it played out. Okay. That's just that. I don't know. That's something bad. That's just something that happened.
Yeah, I have to agree with you because that's kind of what made me win is you had to break a few of them in order to perform in order to play the game.
Yeah, but overall it was a quick and easy game to pick up and play. We were done with it probably in 25 minutes, learning and playing and everything.
That's very cool. What can you tell us about Voodoo that might go into our other category here?
I like the dice rolling concept where you could roll dice, but if you didn't like that roll, you could keep re-rolling to a point. There was certain things you had to satisfy, but you didn't have to be stuck with just your first roll, so it wasn't purely luck.
Okay.
There was a little bit of skill involved in re-rolling some of during your turn.
Okay.
I'd like to say that as you progressed and got more points throughout the game, once you hit a certain amount of points, I guess, you get permanent curses that affect you. So that was interesting to help.
Okay.
I guess change it up a little bit. And, for example, I had to keep a card between two fingers for the rest of the game. or stuff like that. Just, I guess, keeping one person from becoming too overpowered, I guess, is what made that interesting.
All right. Well, cool. Thank you, Bob, Andrew. Thank you for coming here and telling me about your experience playing Voodoo here at Scarab Gaming Convention.
Yep. You're welcome. Thanks for letting us talk.
Yeah. Now I have Ryan with me here.
It's great to be back.
Yep. It's good. It's great to have you back, Ryan.
Thanks.
Seems like it's been ages since we last talked. So what game are we going to be talking about now?
Voodoo.
Okay. That's been a fairly popular game this time around here at Scarab.
Yeah, so. really did enjoy that one.
Okay. Well, tell us something good about Voodoo, the game.
Goofy party game. A lot of fun. Probably what I really enjoyed was how much we enjoyed it. People were laughing out loud. It was really frustrating at times, but in a good way. It kept you laughing and smiling.
Okay. Excellent. Well, what's something bad that you can say about this game?
There's not a whole lot bad. I guess some people that are maybe... A little bit ultra-religious won't like that it goes a little bit beyond the average just naming it Voodoo. I mean, you're passing a Voodoo doll and cursing people, and I guess there might be some families that aren't a fan of that. I could understand that.
Okay.
But artwork's great. Gameplay's great. Verbiage on a few of the artifacts was a little odd, so we had to kind of do group consults on how to play it out. But
okay.
It wasn't bad. We worked through it.
Well, what's something that we can throw into our other category here for Voodoo?
I think it's a quick one to pull out with almost anyone. Even non-gamers can get into it.
Okay.
Because of the goofiness of it. It really kind of helps lower barriers.
Yeah. That's the impression I get of it as well.
Yeah, but there are some singing parts to it, so be ready. You might have to belt out a few tunes.
I never let a little thing like, you know, lack of talent stop me from doing
Fair
crazy
enough.
Stuff like that.
Amen.
Well, thank you, Ryan, for sitting down and talking with me about yet another game. This
no,
time,
I appreciate it.
This time, Voodoo.
Happy to give my opinion anytime.
All right, cool. Thanks. Okay, so we're still here at Scarab Gaming Convention. I don't know why I keep saying that. It's not like we're not just interviewing random people on the street about board games. And I've got Doug here with me. How's it going?
Back by popular demand.
So what are we talking about right now, Doug?
The game Voodoo.
Okay, cool. I'm glad you said it was the game Voodoo. And not... So why don't you tell me some good stuff about Voodoo?
Voodoo is highly entertaining because of its silliness, particularly to women and children. It had you doing silly activities, which is kind of a standard party game type theme. So it's okay. In that genre.
Well, is there anything bad that you can say about the game?
It might not be very playable to older people, you know, like 50 plus, because of all the bending and kneeling and standing and sitting that you have to do.
Okay.
So might have that limitation.
Okay. And then is there anything else we can put into the other category for this game, for Voodoo, the game?
The other category, I was accused of cheating because I had pencil and paper with me, and I was writing down all the curses that were being put on me by other people so I could keep track of them. The curses are not placed in front of the person cursed, so you don't really have a good method of determining what all the current curses are if you weren't able to write them down.
Okay.
However, the rules did not preclude writing your curses down, so that is exactly what I did.
Interesting. Thanks for coming here and talking to me about this game, Voodoo.
Welcome, Doug. As always.
So I am here again with Petra. How's it going?
Good.
So we've talked to you a few times so far.
Yes.
What game are we going to be talking about right now?
Voodoo.
Voodoo?
Yes.
But what game are we going to be talking? No, I'm kidding. So last person who was over here, I said, what game are you going to be talking about? They said, Voodoo. And I said, Hoodoo? And long, uncomfortable pause. I was like, okay, fine. Labyrinth references are not going to work with this group.
Yeah, Voodoo, Hoodoo, Centuria.
So, enough of that. Why don't you tell us something good about Voodoo, the game?
Well, it is a fun game, especially if you like to embarrass people.
Okay.
You put curses on people, make them do things that in turn then make them do things, and it can become very hilarious.
And that's what I've been hearing pretty much from everybody. So I definitely need to check this game out. Need to make my friends do some embarrassing stuff. So is there anything bad you can say about this game?
If you're not very coordinated, you may not make it to the end.
And is there anything that we could say that might be in the other category for
well,
Voodoo?
If you're evil like me, you'll win.
Wow, okay. So for all you evil listeners out there, Voodoo, the game, is definitely the one that you want to play.
Yes, definitely.
It has been endorsed by Petra. So thank you for coming by and talking to me about
this
game.
You're welcome.
It was a board game reviews from the Swarmcast. If you don't like it, then come over and kick your...
Tail! Toast meant to say tail. Toast. Why do you do that?
Oh, yeah.